Item 10.3, Open Space and Streetscape Advisory Committee Review of Terms of Reference. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And this is part of a process that Manningham is going through and actually looking at its terms of reference of all of its committees and sort of bringing them in line with a sort of a custom sort of template, and that addresses the same sort of areas, and it might address it in different ways, but it's sort of looking at bringing it all into line. It does make a number of minor changes here, and that is that there was originally a number of years ago a special committee for Ruffey Lake Park, which was separate to the open space. It had been combined into this for the last 4 years, and now it's going ahead and we're not having any special reference necessary to the Ruffey Lake Park area. It is part of all of our open space, and indeed it still is a major issue of open space in our area, so it will still have the same sorts of considerations across the board. But it's getting some consistency across the board with our terms of reference and committees. And this has been to the Open Space Committee. They have actually seen through it and looked at it, and they've actually said that they have sort of agreed with those particular changes, and it's coming across to here. It's also a time, I suppose, that all the people that have been nominated as community members of this particular committee, their term is coming up to an end. And on behalf of the council, I'd like to thank them for all of their great work that they've done over the past 3 or 4 years with regard to open space and open space issues, and for all of their consideration and work there. I'd like to thank them for that. And nominations, I suppose, for new community members will be opening up very shortly. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes?
Just to reiterate Councillor Gough's words, and also to say that the Advisory Committee for the Open Space and Streetscape is one of the most important ones that we have at Council, and many other of the reference and advisory groups, and I look forward to the community putting their hand up more often to be on these committees.
Any against? Speak against? No. I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 11, Assets and Engineering. 11.1, proposed lease of Park Reserve Pavilion, 17 Park Avenue, Doncaster. I have a mover. Councillor Chen.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Chen.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Manningham Juventus Old Boys Social Club uses the pavilion and the grounds for its activities. The club has contributed about $150,000 to the extension of the pavilion's social areas, and also lease has been discussed between the club and the council officer, and the community will benefit from the extension of the pavilion social areas, and because the lease will allow a third party to use the pavilion and under a higher agreement, and of course also under the terms of the council's conditions, and in accordance with the section 190 and 223 of Local Government Act, and published notice has been given and no objections were received. So I recommend that the council grant the lease to the club, and commencing from the 1st of April 2017 for a period of three years. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to also add that I thank the council and hope that we do support this, because it gives a bit more assurances to the club and also to the rest of the community that they also will be able to share and use the better facilities. So I ask that the council will support this motion.
Any to speak against? I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 11.2, adoption of Manningham's amended road management plan 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Chen.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Okay. Seconder? Councillor Galbally. Councillor Chen.
Yes, Madam Mayor. the management scheme plan is required to be reviewed every 4 years, and the current plan is due to review by 30th of June 2017. In consultation with MAV Insurance and through benchmarking against other local authorities, some adjustments have been made, such as a few intervention levels and the response time to defect. And public notice has been given, and again, no objections were received. So I recommend that the revised plan be adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally. Anything to add? Any to speak against? I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 11.3, King Street Stage 1 Special Charge Scheme Declaration and Levy. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chin. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just am grateful we've got to where we have after 30 years of trying to get Vic Roads to work on King Street and get it done, that now we're in a place where we've turned the sod this week, Madam Mayor, as you were there, and the rest of the community committee that has been working in this long journey to get to where we are fixing King Street. And I'm just very grateful that we've got to this point, we've been able to work with Vic Roads, and now that we've been able to start the works on it and work with the committee to get an outcome that the community will benefit greatly from, and especially those that have been wanting the infrastructure on King Street for so long. So I ask that my fellow councillors support this.
Thank you. Councillor Chin?
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Anyone to speak against? I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 11.4, 383 to 395 Manningham Road, Doncaster, sale of land. Mover, Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gough. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I'm pleased to be able to speak to progressing the sale of 383 to 395 Manningham Road. This is a block of land which is out the front of Manicare and just across the road, across the driveway from the ambulance headquarters. And it's a very important piece of public land that we're now moving to dispose of. We've gone through the process of rezoning it. We've done that over the last year or so. It's been through a panel report. There's a recommendation sitting with the minister, and as I understand it, we're just waiting on his final approval of it. Once that rezoning is in place, we'll be able to progress the sale of this particular block of land, and that's what this motion is all about. It's setting up the process by which the organisation will move forward with the sale of this land. And we're doing this because it's part of our 2016-17 budget. It's part of managing capital assets in our city. We've got a vacant piece of land, a prime piece of land on a main road. We're realising that value, and the millions of dollars that are coming out of that sale are going back into our budget. And our budget is supporting some major capital works. Major capital works including the building of the Mullum Mullum Stadium, which is one of the most significant projects that our council has undertaken. It's similar in scale to the works that we took on at Aquarina, the previous major project, and the one before that, MC Square, which was twice as big. These are significant initiatives in our council life, and we need to be able to fund those by prudent management of our capital assets. And that's why we're taking an unused piece of land, prime real estate, and turning it over. It's an action by a council who is doing a very effective job in managing its assets, and I'm very pleased to see that we've been able to make this particular proposal. We haven't had to sell any parks to do this. We've been able to take prime residential land and turn it into something far more productive for the benefit of our community. And I'm very pleased to see that the past council was able to initiate this, and the current council will be able to see it move towards its final conclusion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Gough? Any to speak against? I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Item 12. 12.1, Resilient Melbourne Strategy. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation as printed be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, this municipality is facing several challenges, both current and into the future, and it needs to be very strategic and plan ahead in order for us to be able to maintain our prosperity, our livability, and the way we have handled challenges in the past. We cannot, unfortunately, do it on our own because our finances will not permit us to do so. So the best way to handle some of these difficult, holistic cases is for us to collaborate with other councils. This particular collaboration of Resilient Melbourne Strategy allows us to take advantage of the fact that 100 councils are all in a partnership, researching and identifying innovative ways to handle the shocks and stresses of the future. And it's an insignificant amount that the council is asked to contribute, $15,000, so I commend it to council.
Thank you. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, I endorse Councillor Zephyropoulos's comments. Resilient Melbourne is an excellent example of councils in Melbourne working together. And the nominal figure of $15,000 per year for the next 3 years towards this project is something we should endorse.
Thank you. Any speakers against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Against? Carried. Item 13, shared services.
Madam Mayor, there are no shared services reports.
I'd like to remind people in the gallery that we will be clearing the question box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer report. Chief Executive Officer. 14.1, Strategic Risk Register report to council, 6 month period ending 31st of December 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor McLeish. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, in line with good governance, this is a 6 month review of our Strategic Risk Register. And there are no material changes in our strategic risk. I would like to note, Madam Mayor, that we have a new software which is called RiskMan that the council officers have adopted. And this new software will provide us as a council with a more comprehensive register and analysis. So I commend the council for officers for this initiative.
Thank you. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to support this particular motion and I'm pleased to hear that the new software is in place and operating. I've been on the audit committee now for over 4 years watching the evolution of risk management within our organisation, and I'm pleased to see that we're making great strides in this space. It's now become an endemic part of the management within our organisation, and it's greatly assisting the organisation in to contemplate risk as it develops projects and programs within the organisation. And it's the contemplation of those risks during the development of these projects which assists the organisation to avoid the obvious pitfalls. It's a great credit to the organisation that they've picked up this baton and run with it over the last 4 years. It's been a long-term project. It's evolved a great deal over the last 4 years, and this is yet further evidence of that evolution.
Thank you. Any speakers against? I'll put it to a motion. Those in favour? Against? Carried. 14.2, Municipal Association of Victoria, the MAV, Advocacy Motion State Council Meeting, May 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Seconder? Councillor Chen. Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, these are simply some motions that we're putting forward to the State Council or the Municipal Association of Victoria, and as per our current practice, we're considering these motions at Council, and they will, if passed by Council today, they will be tabled with the MAB for consideration at State Council, where I'll be happy to represent Council and speak to these motions at that time.
Thank you. Councillor Chen? Anyone to speak against? Put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 14.3, Delegation Statutory Review and Biannual Update 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, this is a review of all our delegations. It's very comprehensive, and it's been perused by Council, and I urge councillors to adopt it.
Thank you. Councillor Conlon?
Nothing to
add. Any to speak against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 14.4, Appointment of the Authorised Officer, Planning and Environment Act 1987 to March 2017. It's not two, it's just a dash. Sorry. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Zephyropoulos. Councillor McLeish.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Zephyropoulos. No? Anyone to speak against? I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 14.5, Record of Assembly of Councillors, March 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbally.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
A seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Galbally?
Nothing.
Councillor Piccinini? Anyone to speak against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. Item 14.6, Documents for Sealing, 28th of March 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the alternative recommendation be adopted.
A seconder? Councillor McLeish. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing to add.
Councillor McLeish. Any to speak against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Those against? Carried.